Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners because, as you know, this is a very grave and solemn day, the day of the 10th of Muharram, Ashura, the day when Imam Hussein and his loyal companions were martyred and mercilessly murdered on the fields of Karbala. Much can be said regarding this day, the importance of this day, the significance of this day, and also the significance of the uprising of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Today we would like to recite for you a beautiful hadith narrated from Imam Hussein himself regarding a bit of what transpired on that day. As you know, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, on the day of Ashura, gave numerous speeches to his enemies, to his companions, he talked to various people, and these things were recorded and have been transmitted down to us, and they are words of wisdom, and they're beautiful. We can recite one for you today. Imam Hussein said the following in his speech on the day of Ashura. He said, "Beware now this impostor, son of the impostor." And by this he was referring to Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, the son of Ziyad ibn Abi. "This person has cornered me between two things." Means he has placed me in a predicament where I have only two choices. Unsheathing the swords, meaning between fighting and engaging in battle with his army, and bearing humiliation, meaning succumbing to his requests and paying allegiance to him and Yazid. Then the Imam, in continuation, said the following, "And far be it that we accept humiliation. We will not submit, and we will not pay allegiance to the enemy. Rather, we choose to engage in conflict with them. Verily, Allah, His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the believers, the sacred and pure laps which have nursed us," meaning our mothers, "and which abhor disgrace, have all of these have refused that obedience to the ignoble men be chosen over an honorable death." Meaning all of these great individuals, they would rather choose an honorable death than be obedient to ignoble and transgressive and oppressive men like Yazid. So this is a beautiful hadith, tells us a little bit about the rationale behind the uprising of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and that Imam revolted against the tyrant of his time in order to absolve himself from the humiliation and indignation of paying allegiance to him. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the uprising of Imam Hussein in his own words. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin. محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.